Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today's article is called What Nationally Recognized Really Means for Your Qualification.
And this one's actually worth the time, because those two words are on almost every real estate course page in Australia, but almost nobody explains what they actually guarantee.
So let's do that now. Nationally recognized means three things are true at once. The qualification is built from units of competency set at a national level. It's delivered by a registered training organization, an RTO, which is a body legally approved to issue training qualifications, and it sits inside the Australian Qualifications Framework, the AQF.
Can you break down the AQF a bit? I think a lot of people have seen that acronym and kept scrolling.
Fair call. The AQF is the national map of what every qualification means. It covers everything from entry-level certificates up to diplomas and beyond. When a qualification sits inside it, it has a defined level and a defined meaning that employers, licensing authorities, and other providers all understand.
So diploma actually means something specific, not just a word anyone can print on a certificate, which matters because there are course pages out there that look legitimate but aren't.
Exactly. And that connects to the units of competency. Each unit is a single defined skill or area of knowledge, written nationally, the same for every provider in the country. Your whole qualification is built from a set number of those units.
So if I'm studying at an RTO in Brisbane and someone else is at a different RTO in Sydney, we're being assessed against the same standard.
Right. A Certificate 4 in real estate practice earned in Brisbane is the same Certificate 4 earned in Sydney. The units are identical because they're set nationally, not invented by each provider. That's what stops a cheaper provider from watering it down.
Which is a real risk if you're just shopping on price.
It is. The protection comes from that ASQA regulation piece. Nationally recognized status only comes through an RTO regulated by ASQA, so the training has been independently checked. The article says don't take any provider's word for it. Go to training.gov.au, the official national register, and look up the RTO number yourself to confirm the qualification is on their approved scope.
Archer Institute's number is RTO 45020, regulated by ASQA, delivering qualifications across NSW, QLD, VIC, and the ACT. So anyone can go and verify it.
Look it up. Now, three practical things flow from having a nationally recognized qualification. Your state licensing authority will accept it. It's portable if you move interstate, and it's genuine because of that independent oversight.
The portability one's underrated. If you're in QLD now, but planning to work in NSW a few years down the track, the qualification already means the same thing there. You don't redo anything.
Exactly. But here's the part the article says trips people up. Nationally recognized tells you the training is genuine and accepted across Australia. What it does not do is tell you which specific qualification your state requires for your license.
Because each state authority sets its own licensing requirements.
Right. They ask for different qualifications for different license types. The article calls this the two-step rule. The training provider issues the qualification, the state authority issues the license, using that qualification as part of your application. Two separate bodies, two separate steps.
So I can't just enroll in something that says nationally recognized and assume I've ticked every box.
Not quite. You need to confirm the current requirement with your state authority first, then enroll in the qualification that matches, not the other way around.
And once you know what you need, what actually separates one provider from another? Because if the qualification is identical everywhere...
That's the exact question. The article makes the point that because the qualification is identical wherever you study, the real difference between providers comes down to price, support, and whether you actually finish.
Which is a much clearer way to think about it than just scanning for the nationally recognized label.
It is. So the one thing to do after listening to this... Go to training.gov.au, look up the RTO number for any provider you're considering, and confirm your state's current licensing requirement before you enroll. That's the full checklist right there.
And if you want help working out exactly which course you need, the full article is on the Archer Institute website. Or just call their Australian-based team directly on 1-800-069-273. They offer nationally recognized, online, self-paced training, and they'll tell you exactly which qualification matches your license.
Worth a call before you commit to anything. Thanks for listening.